Wednesday's emergency meeting comes a day after President Bola Tinubu made a public appeal through his information minister, Mohammed Idris Malagi, asking citizens not to go through with planned protests. More than 40 cabinet members attended the meeting, including the secretary to the government, the national security advisor, and ministers. Malagi told journalists after the meeting that authorities are working hard to address the grievances of the people, but that the government will need more time.
The issue of the planned protest, Mr. President does not see any need for that. He's asked them to shove that plan. He's asked them to await government response to all their pleas. He has listened to them, like I said, and a lot is happening. The young people out there should listen to the president and allow the president more time to see to the realization of all the goodies he has for them.
The planned protests follow weeks of demonstrations in Kenya that were sparked by proposed tax hikes and outrage over high-level corruption. The demonstrations resulted in a tax hike bill being withdrawn and Kenyan President William Ruto dissolving his cabinet. As in Kenya, organizers of the planned Nigerian protests have been faceless, calling for the protests using online platforms like Instagram and X. In Nigeria, the main complaint concerns the soaring cost of living, which many Nigerians blame on government economic policies. President Tinubu last year scrapped a popular fuel subsidy and sharply devalued the local currency, the Naira, causing food and commodity prices to spiral upward. Nigeria's headline inflation is at its highest level in 28 years, more than 34%. Food inflation is much higher. To make matters worse, widespread insecurity and climate change are affecting the ability of farmers to grow food. Human rights activist Zaria Yusuf says the ruling All Progressives Congress APC party has been making empty promises for years.
What exactly would the government want time for, considering what they have done for the past decade or thereabout? They thrived primarily on protests, and they got into power virtually from the streets, regardless the flaws in the electoral process. I've never looked at Tinubu separately from the shadow of Buhari, so I deal with them as the APC. And as far as that is concerned, what time could the APC need?
Earlier this month, authorities suspended taxes on certain food imports, including wheat, in an effort to lower prices. This week, the National Assembly passed a new national minimum wage into law after months of disputes with workers' unions. Meanwhile, lawmakers pledged to slash their salaries by half and donate the rest for social intervention projects on food. Yusuf says the main issues still need to be addressed.
The key things people are talking about, which is bad governance, which reflects in security, reflects in poor economic, very embarrassing economic policies, and all of that should be addressed. I think the first step would have been to reverse, the pump price to at least where it was.
In October 2020, Nigerian youths led massive protests against police brutality that ended in bloodshed after security forces opened fire on protesters. On Tuesday, Nigeria's police chief said the police will intervene if the August 1st protests become violent. Many will be watching to see how authorities respond to demonstrations and whether the protests can change the policies of Nigeria's government. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.